Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Mercedes and JC here. Thanks for downloading our podcast.
Yes, you've downloaded it. Now subscribe to it. And while you're at it, share it with your friends.
And don't forget to follow us on social, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Mercedes in the AM and on Facebook, Mercedes in the Morning.
And now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30. It is Wednesday. Thanks to everyone who are already up and checking in, asking us questions this morning. I love opening the text line because I see you all checking in at 21732, Cisco and Adri and Aubrey and Megan and Christian and Jessica and Sandell and Miss Kit Kat. Then I see some questions and I'm hoping maybe you can answer this question. Because you're Mr. Podcast. And it says, I subscribe to the Mercedes in the Morning podcast, but I don't see the This Is Not Us podcast. Why do I not have this? Can you explain?
Yes, because Mercedes and I launched a secondary podcast where you can find original content like the This Is Not Us podcast. And you can find that through Viva Pod Vegas.
Look up Viva Pod Vegas. That is our secondary podcast. And yeah, there's just a bunch of original stuff that doesn't even go on the air. So it's fun. We have a good time.
It's all original content. So it's if you listen to the show and you subscribe to the Viva Pod Vegas podcast, it's all new stuff. And that's where we did about 20 some minutes last week on This Is Us. And I'm thinking we'll probably do the same again this week. I got lots of notes and lots to go over with you today. We record the This Is Not Us podcast in the 9 o'clock hour. It's live by 11 a.m. So if you subscribe to it, you'll have it by 11 a.m. this morning.
There's just one problem. I didn't watch it last night.
Are you serious?
Yes.
No worries.
Sorry. I didn't get to, because my husband was watching baseball.
I get it.
I go, is this game almost over? 10 innings, 11 innings. I'm like,
13 innings. After, it's going back
yeah,
and forth.
After 10, I'm like, he's like, you want to watch your show now? I'm like, I can't. I got to go to bed. Like, there's no way. But we could. I mean, it might be interesting if you
still do it, because I literally go through the entire show, 2 hours of work.
So
literally
it's going to be the spoiler stuff for me. But
yeah, but we can't skip a week.
Maybe I just sit out this week. Did you, Jen, watch it?
No, I need you to. I need someone to go off of and bounce off. And you and I talk about the show. I'll run down the show and you kind of give me your thoughts and reactions.
Okay.
And it actually, yeah, won't work.
No, we'll figure it out. It'll. Don't worry. You'll have original content. And at worst case scenario, but we'll probably still do it anyway. Worst case, it's out tomorrow instead. But I didn't get to watch it last night. I got home late. I kind of had an issue that I had to deal with last night, and then that baseball game went so late, so I just never got a chance to watch it.
Trust me, I don't blame you. When I was watching This Is Us during the commercial breaks, I would go back and forth to the baseball game. 13 innings. I think when I left, did it end when This Is Us ended at 10? Was the baseball game in 12 innings, or was it over by then?
Well, it was. The last time I remember looking at the clock and the game was still on was 10:06. So it was still on.
Yeah. As soon as This Is Us was over, I think I checked the game was still on. I was tired. I went to bed.
Yeah, it went late, but it very exciting. If you are a Colorado Rockies fan, most of my family are Rockies fans, so they were.
Do you find
really
yourself? I know you're a Yankees fan, but I mean, do you still have some happiness for the hometown team of winning last night?
I am happy for them, but I'm, I'm not gonna.
No, but are you happy for like your family to see a team they like?
Yeah, my sister is so excited. She is posting this and that, and she is just a huge Rockies fan. She and my brother-in-law, they like have season tickets. That's where she sat next to John Elway,
John Elway
behind
photo.
Home plate, and so they are huge fans. Super excited about that. So tonight my boys play. So we'll see, how that goes. But I just, October baseball is so much fun. I get so into it. So I'll watch any team play.
It's really just special. It's fun. You're a baseball fan.
Yeah, exactly. So how was your night last night? You watched This Is Us.
I got home last night and played with the dogs, and we got the fecal test in and done, which should be done today, so we can take the dogs hopefully to doggy daycare tomorrow. It's more like a boot camp, doggy boot camp, because they need some training and some discipline.
They're a little excitable.
Yeah, that they don't get from us. So hopefully we get the fecal test back today. But it was, when you want your dogs to poop, They don't poop.
No, they don't. You're going to wait an hour
for
We're
sitting there waiting for Zoe to go. We're like, come on. We wanted to get it done because if we got it in by, I think by 7 o'clock last night, we can get the results today and get them into boot camp tomorrow. But man, it's like Zoe felt the pressure. I'm not going. You can't force me to go.
You can't make me do anything I don't want to do.
I'm driving home last night from work and I get a text from my wife saying, Zoe pooped. You know, celebration. I'm like, bag it up and get it down to the vet now, ASAP.
So you haven't heard back on it? What if they tell you, like, sorry, but she's not quality material?
Fecal, I don't know what they test for, but yeah, hopefully Zoe's fecal will test clear today. We get the results back.
She's like, how do I study for this test? I don't know.
Where do you study your fecal? How do you do it?
Oh, Dad. You know what? That'll be good for them to be socialized and stuff. It's one thing for them to play with each other, but just to be around different dogs and stuff, it'll calm them down too.
Well, my wife, she took them down there and she brought them to the daycare place, the boot camp, and filled out the paperwork, and they took the dogs back. And she said seeing them go back was like a mom dropping their child off for the first time. They were kind of nervous and what was going on and hesitant about going back to this back room. And they were back there for like 30 seconds. She's finishing up the paperwork, and they're like, do you have the fecal test? And she's like, I didn't know about that. And like, oh, my gosh, we need the test. It's very easy to do. So they had to take the dogs out. So they were in there for 30 seconds, and she said when the dogs came out and saw her after 30 seconds, it was like the dogs were gone for 3 years. They running back to her, the excitement.
Don't make us
like,
stay.
Oh my gosh, you dogs are in for a rude awakening when you're there for 6 hours tomorrow.
They'll get over it. They're resilient. They're just like kids. So, well, let's start the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. It is 5:36. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Me, Myself, and I by De La Soul? It's just me, myself, and I. Freak on a Leash by Korn. Or do you want to hear Always Be My Baby by Mariah Carey? Boy, don't you know you can't escape me? Ooh, darling, cause you'll always be my baby. Choices. Text us 21732. You can vote on Facebook, tweet us at Mercedes in the AM, or call us right now 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Here's what's trending.
Kim Kardashian is trending this morning. She was just gifted a check for $1 million to turn down a fashion deal by her husband, Kanye West. So she was offered to do this sponsored post, like on Instagram. They pay these celebrities millions of dollars to say they use their product. And you might see at the top, it'll say sponsored by whoever. So this clothing company asked her to do a sponsored post. They offered her $1 million. And she brought it up to Kanye just to see what he thought. Well, he was not a fan of it. She said it was great money, but the brand was basically a knockoff of his Yeezy brand. And he told her to turn it down. She did. And to make up for the lost cash, he sent her a check for $1 million on Mother's Day 2 weeks later. Now, a lot of people are probably wondering, well, did she cash it? She's like, heck yeah, I cashed it. I cashed it 2 days later. Put that in the bank account. Boom, it was cashed. She said she had no shame in doing that.
Would you do the same for Matt? Because Matt is photography. Matt's a photographer. Is his trade. If a company came to you and said, Mercedes, we want you to endorse Johnny's photography, amazing photography, would you say, thank you, no, because my husband's in the business? Or would you go forward with the deal?
I think it depends. Is it a competing type of photography?
Johnny Photography does all.
Johnny Photography. Is Johnny Photography taking pictures next to my husband when he goes to work? Then I probably think I'm probably not the best fit for your endorsement. But yeah, I probably don't do it. What about you?
Hey, money's money, baby.
You're like, I don't care. Hey, Jay-Z's like, I'll talk about whatever you want for a paycheck.
Pay me, all right? Somehow I got to pay these bills somehow. You kidding me?
Yeezy, speaking of Kanye West, is also trending this morning. The word is that the brand is going to be banned by the NBA. Now, Adidas is behind Yeezy, and Adidas-sponsored athletes were expected to debut the shoe on the court this season, but the NBA is taking issue with how much 3M reflective tape is used on the style. They think that the shiny heels of the shoe will prove to be too distracting for audiences both in the arena and at home. It's just going to attract too much attention. Now, they haven't officially reviewed the new Yeezys yet, but sources say they likely will not be permitted unless there is a version of them that does not have that reflective element.
How bright is it? Is it like a reflective running shoe? So a light hits it, sparkle comes off it?
Yeah, it's kind of, it's very, if the light hits it the right way, it's kind of like, whoa. So that's probably not the best thing to have on the court. I think if they just make a basketball version of it, that they should be fine. Mm-hmm. I don't see a big deal on that one. But yeah, they're talking about that one's not going to, that one's not going to be allowed on the basketball court. Also trending, dangerous celebrity. Well, the McAfee Cybersecurity Group has issued its annual list of celebrities who are most likely to give your computer a virus. These are the celebrities whose names are most likely to land you on websites carrying viruses or malware if you search for them. And the most dangerous celebrity is Ruby Rose from Orange is the New Black and the CW superhero shows. She's going to be playing Batwoman starting with this year's crossover event. And she came in number one. Now, she was followed by reality TV star Kristen Cavallari. French actress Marion Cotillard from Inception, she was number three, followed by the original Wonder Woman, Linda Carter. So random.
Really?
Yeah, and Rose Byrne. She was in Bridesmaids and Neighbors. Those are your top five. Last year's number one was Avril Lavigne. She wasn't even in the top 10 this year. So just beware if you're starting to look up Ruby Rose. And then Gerber Baby is trending. The search is on. Gerber's looking for their new spokes baby, and it's super easy. If you have Instagram, just upload a picture of your cute baby with the hashtag Gerber Photo Search 2018. They could be the new face and win $50,000.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
831.
And now, here are your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday. It is 6 o'clock, and welcome to the show. In the pre-show, we were talking about baseball, and last night's Colorado Rockies-Chicago Cubs game went 13 innings. The Rockies won, and I just realized that this morning it looks like producer Jen and I play for the same baseball team.
Do you have a...
I don't have a logo. Oh. Like, we're both wearing baseball-style shirts. She's got a logo. I think... Is that an Imagine Dragon shirt? Because I have that same shirt.
You have to be considerate.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's from a brewery.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't buy a skirt without asking your...
What's that? It's
a brewery, it looks
oh,
like.
Oh, a brewery. Oh, okay. I have an Imagine Dragon shirt that looks almost just like
that. Is yours two colored? One color.
No, it's gray in the middle.
Oh,
and
I
then
see. It's
gray.
Blue I see the gray,
the
darker gray. That's funny.
Yeah, it's like these baseball type shirts. And I looked over and I was like, are we wearing the same shirt? No, we're wearing the same style of shirt. So maybe we play for opposing baseball
teams. Yes, you guys are rivals. Your game is today at 2:05 Eastern.
Big softball game happening later today. Do you ever acknowledge when you're wearing the exact same thing as someone else? I always have to make a comment about it because I don't want them to notice it first. I want to
point it out
to notice it. Like, oh, looks like we shop at the same store. Hey.
At the gym, there are a lot of guys that wear Superman shirts and Batman shirts. And I always I see them when I walk in. I always wonder if they acknowledge each other. Like, hey, you're Superman as well? So am I.
Well, you want to battle here? Are we on the same side? What do you want to do here?
You go to LVAC. We got Superman working out. Batman's usually there. And sometimes there's an Iron Man guy that works out as well. They all got their shirts on.
Do you ever see any Wonder Women?
No.
Catwoman women?
Catwoman, no. There's another guy that wears wrestling shirts as well.
Oh, he's and stealing your thing.
I wear old school wrestling shirts as well. And he's a trainer there. And he actually made a comment on one of my shirts. He's like, bro, you always got the good ones. And I'm like, oh, thanks, man.
Oh, man.
I'm like, so do you. But I think we run that risk of he might wear he might dabble in. I have a certain brand of old school wrestling shirts I wear. And I saw he had one from my brand. I didn't have that exact shirt. But I'm thinking He's dipping his toe into my pool.
He figured out. He went home one day and Googled your shirt.
My Bobby the Brain Heenan shirt.
Wow, I had no idea that this site sold all of these. And so now he's like, I am just going to add to my collection.
And he wears them much better, too, because he's a big guy. He's a trainer. He's nothing but, he's 6'2", full of muscle. So he looks like a wrestler when he wears them. I look like a fool. So I think if he starts wearing my brand, he's going to have the ownership, not me.
Do you think so? That's he's going to steal your thunder on
steal
that
my gimmick.
One. Oh, man.
How was your... I keep thinking, like, I woke up this morning...
What day is it?
Thinking Golden Knights game tonight. I'm like, no, wait, that's today's Wednesday. How was your Tuesday night?
It was fine. It was really busy. We kind of had a bunch going on. I got home a little late last night. And then, like I said, we ended up watching the baseball game. I was kind of bummed I didn't get to watch This Is Us. But we still are going to do our This Is Not Us podcast this morning.
I'm looking forward to it, actually, because I'll run down the show and get your initial reaction from
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And so it'll be like I'm kind of hearing it. Well, it is. I'm hearing it for the first time. But we did that. And then this morning, I'm kind of in a weird mood. So I apologize in advance because I woke up a half hour before my alarm was going to go off. And I had to go to the bathroom. So, you know, when you... like are walking to the bathroom, but you try to stay asleep.
Yeah, it's the best.
So you can fall back asleep. So I'm trying not to wake up and I'm going and I go to the restroom and then I walk back and get in bed and I'm like, I have a half hour. Well, that half hour, I fell back to sleep so deep, like almost too deep, that I had some really kind of weird, not disturbing dreams, but weird dreams that left me a little upset. And hearing about other people's dreams is so boring. So I'm not going to go into it, but it just... So when my alarm went off, I woke up and I was so upset because it was just like that. I went in so deep. I was hoping to just kind of snooze until then. And so I woke up and it involved my mom and my dad. And I have a lot of dreams about my dad. And I always hear from people saying like, that's your dad coming back and saying hello to you. And da da da. And I was just like, ugh. I just woke up. After that, I was upset, and so I need to get out of the funk. I woke up in a funk because of that weird dream.
I think as the day progresses, you'll get out of the funk, but I think everyone's been in that situation, so we understand. We've all had those dreams where you wake up and you're just all turned around from them.
Yeah, it was just so bizarre and so real, but other than that, no, I'm good. I'm glad to be here this morning. How was your night?
It was good. Just real quick on the sleep thing, I remember we went to at our... DJ school we go to, there was a sleep expert there when you're talking about sleep and sleep cycles. And I believe they said it's like every 20 minutes you're coming out of that deep sleep? Because they said if you're going to nap, don't do 30 minutes.
Do 20.
Do a 20-minute nap because your natural sleep cycle, right around 20 minutes, you're coming out of the deep sleep. You go 30 minutes, you've gone into your deep sleep, you've come out of it, and now you're going back down into a deep sleep.
Maybe that's why.
So that's what happened. You probably fell back asleep, and if it was for 30 minutes, yeah, you... 20 minutes in, you were coming out of that deep sleep, and you were now going back into the deep sleep when your alarm clock goes off, and so that's why your body's all turned around.
Yeah, I'm contemplating about like just getting up. I'm like, just get up, go downstairs, but 30 minutes is a long time.
Here's what we got for you on this Wednesday morning, 8:25, tickets to go see Sting and Shaggy, 7:20, it's back, Mix 94.1's 12K payday. This is your chance to win $1,000 an hour starting at 7:20. Just be listening for that hour's keyword. The word you need.
The word. It says code word here.
Okay. It's a word you need.
Yeah.
In order to win that
Doesn't
money.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Come on now. 6:20. Tickets to Glampires, the official Pride Parade after party. Those tickets coming up in 15 minutes. And then coming up next in the dirt, Venom versus Lady Gaga is turning into 2018's ugliest box office battle. We've got our early edition of Heads Up coming up here in 5 minutes. And with that, your tickets to go to Glampires, the official Pride Parade after party.
Let's go! The celebs, the gossip. It's the Daily Dirt, Mix 94.1.
The two biggest movies hitting theaters this weekend are the superhero movie Venom with Tom Hardy and the remake of A Star Is Born with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. And Lady Gaga's fans are trying to help her win the box office by sabotaging Venom with fake negative reviews on social media. So they're saying things like, quote, "I will let my son watch Venom. It's so ugly and not something God would like. Oh, my God. Family is going to watch A Star Is Born."
Wow. It's come to this, huh?
Yes, it
we
has.
We can't just all go and enjoy the movies. We've got to make sure that one beats out the other handily.
Marvel fans are retaliating by posting bad reviews of A Star Is Born. Now, Variety says that Venom is expected to make at least $55 million, while A Star Is Born is supposed to make $25 to $30 million, which to me is very respectable still.
That's very respectable, and you're going to two pretty different audiences.
Yeah, two complete different genres of movies, I believe.
Although, I will be honest, I do want to see both, so I guess that totally negates my comment.
Who's Venom? I know nothing about Venom.
It's one of the Marvel characters.
What is he? What's his superhero?
Maybe he's poisonous? I don't know. I don't know much about Venom, but I do want to see it. Let's see. Let's get the inside scoop on
Venom. I'm guessing he's like a snake man. Venom is a snake man.
Let's see.
And is Venom new? I've never heard of the, I follow the Marvel Universe from afar with Avengers and everything, but is Venom like Snake Man and spits his poison on people?
He requires a host, usually human, to bond with for his civil. He is he's in like a liquid-like form. He looks pretty cool. He looks really tough, but he's a villain?
He's a bad guy?
Is he a villain? Yeah, he's a villain. So, there you go. No, I don't know if he's a villain. I can't tell. If anyone wants to school us on Venom, please let us know. I can't tell you about Lady Gaga.
We do have the Gaga news.
I know that.
The song she did a few songs for the movie with Bradley Cooper. The first single they released is called Shallow. We played some of it for you last week. Here it is. In the
Everything I'm seeing says that they're gonna win the Oscar for Best Picture.
Really?
Best Actor, Best Actress. That it's just amazing.
Shallow, Bradley Cooper making his Billboard chart debut thanks to this song. The song debuts at number 14 on the all-genre digital song sales download charts. So, congratulations, Bradley Cooper. Your first song is a hit.
That's really cool.
The Walking Dead returns on Sunday. TV is back, and this will be Rick's last season. Rick might be leaving, but we now know that Daryl Dixon won't be going anywhere soon. So Walking Dead star Norman Reedus, who plays Daryl, says he never wants to leave the show like some of the other stars did. He says, I started on season one of the show, and I would love to bookend it. By the way, these comments come on the heels of his new $20 million contract to stay on board with The Walking Dead.
Wow.
I wouldn't leave either, man.
Yeah, me neither.
And we don't know how Rick's going to go. Is he going to just walk off on his own? Is he going to be like, you know what? I'm out, guys. You do your own thing. I found a nice car. I'm going to drive to California and just live the solo life.
They're going to kill him.
You think so?
Don't you think?
You know what? You've been great, but you guys are wearing on me. I'm going to go do my own thing.
I think his zombie's going to get him.
You want to talk to Christian about the Venom?
Sure. Hey, Christian.
Hey, Mercedes. Hey, so Venom was originally a Spider-Man villain. He starts off as a alien known as a symbiote that bonds with Peter Parker and turns him into Black Spider-Man for a bit. When he gets off Spider-Man, he goes on to a new host known as Eddie Brock and becomes Venom in the process.
Oh, interesting. Look at that. Thanks for the info, Christian. I'd still want to see it, even though I don't know him, but now I feel like I have a little bit of
them,
background. Yeah.
And then real quick, rumor has it that Kanye West will close out next year's Coachella on the Sundays because it's a two-weekend festival. So they're saying Kanye would do Sundays, Childish Gambino would be the Friday headliner, and then Justin Timberlake would be our Saturday night headliner for Coachella of next year.
Oh, wow. That's going to be a good show.
Happens April 12th and April 19th.
Oh, wow. We're already planning that far ahead. Jeez.
You know, festival goers, you got to plan in advance. You got to get your start.
I guess so.
Plenty of time to get your outfits picked out. Here we go. Tickets to Glampires, the official Pride Parade after party happening at the Orleans Arena on October 19th. You want the tickets? Caller 20 702-364-9400. If that's you, you get to play Heads Up.
We've got three categories for you to choose from, so you get to pick which one you want. You also get to pick your partner. And if you get 6 and 60, you win. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Good morning, James.
Good morning.
Hey, you ready to do this? You're in for Heads Up.
Woo! Do it.
All right. We need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with Updo, Taco Time, or Get Funky?
Taco time.
Taco time. I agree.
Get it.
Tomorrow is National Taco Day. So these are all things that you need to make a taco. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'll pick you.
Okay.
All right, you guys. 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. And you're going to Glampires. You guys start now.
This is the type of meat that you, like, soak it in a bunch of herbs and you make a real... You know what? I'm going to pass this one. This is what... If you have a soft taco, you put it in a...
Tortilla.
Yes. You sprinkle this yellow shredded...
Cheese.
Yes. This is... You cry when you cut these...
Onion.
Yes. This is a green herb. Some people love it. Some people hate it.
Green herb.
It's like, it tastes like soap to me. It's disgusting, but you know what? Pass. This is a red vegetable. You might dice these and put
them. Tomato?
Yes. This is what, if you put this on to get some spiciness, you put on some.
Jalapeno?
It's a liquid form. You put on some.
A hot sauce.
Yes. This is, when you get it supreme, it usually comes with tomatoes and.
10 seconds.
It's a white dairy thing that you plop on it.
Oh, sour cream.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
Oh my goodness.
A blink of an eye left on the clock.
It's too early.
Man. You still got it, James. Barely, but you still got it. Now you're wide awake, I bet. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Let's go back for the curveball that I think you threw everyone. You said it's an herb that some people like, some people don't, and to you it tastes like soap.
Soap. Cilantro.
Oh, okay.
Do you guys like cilantro?
I do. Yeah, on certain foods, I do.
Yeah. What about you, James?
It's not bad. I'm colorblind, so when you said green, I'm like, what's green?
It is early. It is early. James, congratulations. Hold on the line. We'll get your information, and we have more chances for you to win with Heads Up coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
I feel so bad for one of our coworkers, actually our coworker's boyfriend,
yeah.
And something that went down, and it brought back a lot of memories for me, actually. Have you ever blown a job interview? You're in there, this is your moment to shine, and you say something or do something, and you know at that moment, you're like, I just blew this interview. 702-364-9400, because our coworker's boyfriend has had the same job for about 15 years, and this is the first time he's interviewing for a new position, new company. So she was coaching him, giving advice, say this, do this, bring your resume, how to dress, and just really coaching him up. And she said, you know, when they come to an offer with you and give you, you know, this is the offer, we're not, the money, let them know you'll think about it and you'll get back to them. Don't say yes right away. Come back, let's talk about the offer and see if you can counter offer. He's like, okay, so I'll go in there. When they come back with the offer, say, let me think about it. So they went through the entire interview process. It was great. And they didn't end with an offer. They ended by saying, our next step is we need to do a background check. And his response was, well, let me get back to you and let me think about that. As if he was saying, let me, hold on, don't do a background
check. Let me tie up some loose ends over here.
Don't do my background check yet. Let me get back to you and I'll tell you when you can do that background check. And she's like, no.
So now they're going to be suspicious. Like, why is this guy making us wait on doing a background
check. I'll get back to you. Yeah, let me think about it now.
That's the thing is, the poor guy was just probably nervous.
Yes.
Like, he hadn't been on a job interview for a very long time. So he's just doing what she said. And so when he told her that he said that, she's like, what are you doing? No, you agree to do the background check. He has nothing to worry about
in
his background. But
it's just funny when they say, we need to do a background check. And the person responds, well, I'll let you know when you can do that.
Let me think about that one. Has anyone ever just completely screwed up a job interview? 702-364-9400. You can also text us at 21732. I think the worst thing I've done in a job interview is answer, I don't know. Like, you should always have an answer, even if it's, let me get back to you on that, or let me find out, whatever. But I remember they asked, what do you think you can add to this team? And it was literally a pizza place. I'm like, I don't know. And the guy was like, you don't know?
It's a pizza place.
I like, seriously, what can I add to the pizza place team? And I should have said, like, enthusiasm. I come into this pizza place wanting to make the best pizza possible. but I was on breadstick duty. For the record, I got the job even though I answered, I don't know.
Well, that's good.
But at the same time, I remember walking out of there going, he's not going to offer me a job. I answered, I don't know. What can you bring to this place? I don't know.
Well, got me. Well, what can you bring to me?
Yeah, exactly.
You're interviewing me. Oh, come on now.
I'm really good at putting herbs on pizza. You're going to get some really well-herbed pizza, mister. So, yeah, it's just, I think that was the biggest screw up, but I ended up getting the job in the long run.
I remember when I went to Washington, D.C., leaving Mix 94.1, interviewing in Washington, D.C., and one of the first questions the program director said to me, he goes, so, what are you making out there in Los? And I just said, X amount of dollars. He's like, okay.
So then he knew what he had to deal with.
And then I remember my dad was coaching me up for the interview. And after the interview, how'd it go? It was great. He's like, well, did you guys talk about salary? Did they make you an offer? I said, no, he asked me how much I was making in Las Vegas. And my dad's like, you didn't tell him, did you? I'm like, no, of course I told him. Fantastic. Oh my gosh. No.
But how are you supposed to answer that though? I know that it is wrong to tell him, but
you don't want to get into that. Yeah.
Just how much are you making out there?
You know, I feel like I'm making
not enough.
If I was making great money, I would not be in front of you right now, buddy.
Exactly. Let's talk to John. John, did you screw up a job interview?
Actually, it was my wife, and she'd probably kill me if I told you guys.
But tell us anyway.
She was filling out an application, and where it said, she thought it said, you have experience in this job, what it actually said, have you ever spent time in prison?
Oh.
She put 2 years, and I like it a lot.
That is the best job.
I love prison. It's great. I spent 2 years there, best time of my life. That's hilarious. Let's talk to Jamie. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how'd you screw up a job interview?
It was one of my first ones. I didn't really know, you know, what I was supposed to be saying. I was being brutally honest. And they said, why do you want to work here? And I said, to make money.
Because I like to pay my bills.
It's true.
You know, I don't really care about this. I think that they should appreciate that brutal honesty, you know?
Yeah, and that's what you bring to the table, honesty. That's what you brought to the pizza place.
Oh,
what you're
going
to bring?
Honesty,
because I don't know what I'm going to bring, so you get in my honesty.
I lasted a week at that job. It was not. Mr. Tomatoes is the name of the
place. I remember you talking about that place before. We had an intern. It was Joss, and we were interviewing for interns a couple years ago. I remember this one guy came in, had no clue who we were, what the station was. I remember you gave him your business card. Like, hey, if you need anything, he's like, oh, thanks. And he got up, he left. His business card was sitting right there on his... He didn't even take it
to use as floss later. I mean, he just left. I'm like, okay, this guy is not... He's not going to be...
That kid's name, Jimmy Fallon.
Yes, he's gone on to do bigger and better things.
The Hot 3's coming up. What do you have?
Okay, well, if you are a Golden Knights fan, you probably saw this yesterday, but you have a new way to support our team here in Las Vegas. We'll tell you all about that. Also, what weekly shopping household item should you never go cheap on? And an ice cream shop has created an interesting Halloween ice cream. We'll tell you what it's made out of coming up next in the Hot 3.
Your chance to win $1,000. Mix 94.1's 12K payday. It is back. 720, the first code word of the day, which could get you $1,000.
I think we go out with this news immediately. What news is that?
It's the Mercedes Hot 3, Mix 94.1.
There's a new way for fans to support the NHL in Las Vegas. The Nevada Department of Motor Vehicles started issuing Golden Knights branded license plates yesterday. The plate is black with a white border, features the team's primary logo and secondary logo, along with the words Vegas Born centered at the bottom. The plate can be ordered through the DMV website. If swapping plates on an existing registration, it'll cost you a total of $43. You think you're going to get one?
I don't know. I wanted to ask you, are you going to no longer support because you support Lake Tahoe?
I do. You love
Lake Tahoe. Your plates look great. We no longer share your support for Lake Tahoe and trade your allegiance to our Vegas Golden Knights?
I think I'm going to keep my Lake Tahoe plate. I love the Golden Knights, but I don't think I'm going to switch it up. Are you going to switch it up?
I just like how my plates are now becoming old school
looking.
They're beat up. It shows that I've been here in town for a little bit. Plus, there's a funny word on it that just kind of appeared on its own.
I know Jen's got one. My husband was looking at getting one. He was putting in all the possibilities of plates that he would get, and a lot of the words that you would think that hockey fans would want to get are all taken, like icing. Oh,
is it
like
really?
Five letters.
NHL, is that taking? Oh, it's going to be five letters?
Yeah, so he was kind of messing around with that yesterday.
There are a lot of, by the way, personalized plates you can get. There's a Mount Charleston one. You've seen that. The Big Horns Unlimited. Support the Big Horns of our great state.
I've seen that one. I've seen there's a teacher one.
There's a teacher one. There's a test site one that looks really cool. There's a Pyramid Lake.
Pyramid Lake. Interesting.
Oh, great. The Red Rock, you see that all over town. The Rodeo one. Mm-hmm. Wildlife, United We Stand, UNLV.
I've seen the UNLV plates. Those are really cool.
Yeah, and there's the Golden Knights one just popped up. There it is.
Yeah, and Lake Tahoe, too. Yeah,
Tahoe, Virginia and Truckee Railroad. Maybe I'll get that one. I'll support the railroad.
Ah, there you go.
My pappy ran the rails for his entire life, so maybe I'll support the railroad.
Your money has to go somewhere. Choose where it goes.
That's cool.
Also this morning, it's official. You should never go cheap when buying toilet paper, coffee, or shoes. This is according to new research. The study uncovered what things were okay spending good money on and what things it's okay to buy cheap. And results showed that Americans think it pays to shell out toilet paper, coffee, and toothpaste. But we cheap out when it comes to saving money on hand soap, wine, and even eating out. The survey found a surprising trend, though. A lot of people will happily buy their clothes on the less expensive side. Nearly 7 in 10 polled report that they buy their casual shirts on the cheaper side. Another 58% say they emphasize saving money when it comes to buying jeans. And also dress pants get the low-cost treatment, with 44% say they opt for buying the cheaper ones.
Yeah, cheap goes a long way.
I do like, if it's like a staple that I'm going to have for a long time, and I can't think of what that would be right now, but maybe like a handbag or something, mm-hmm. I'll pay a little bit more. But for the most part, I won't buy anything retail. If I have a coupon or if it's on sale, is the only way I'll even look at it. And yeah, I find some nice spot pieces on that. And like, I love those bargain shopping sites like Rue La La and stuff.
Some where great sites
out
there.
Those are my favorite. That's where I get all my clothes.
And also, too, I always talk like, if you get a shirt, I think if you get a tailor to get a fit just right, the shirt looks like $1 million. The brand that I wear is called American Rag. And you get it at Macy's Men, and it's a cheaper brand shirt.
Uh-huh.
They're just big on me, so I get them tailored. I'll never forget. I bought it, shirt, got it tailored, and I was in Macy's Men looking at some shirts, and the guy that works there, it's been there for years, says, "Love the shirt." I'm like, "Oh, it's one of yours." What?
We sell
like,
that.
It's an American Rag. That? No, it's not. I'm like, "Dude, yes, it is. Look." You're like, "Oh my gosh.
It looks, you look like $1 million.
It's you know, get it tailored. It's all the difference in the world."
Yeah, but I agree on the toilet paper thing, though. You want to spend your money there. The wine thing, also agree. You can get really good, cheap wine.
Can you tell the difference if I gave you an $8 bottle, $35, and, well, I don't know, $75? Can you tell the difference?
In those three price ranges? Probably not.
No.
Yeah. I think that if it was a $200 bottle, I could probably tell, but that's too close. They just taste too similar to me, but I'm not an experienced aficionado of, I like wine, but I can't, "Oh, this bouquet is this." Mm-hmm. That's not me. All right. Finally this morning, remember when we were young and innocent and Halloween ice cream flavor meant vanilla ice cream with like four different kinds of candy swirled in it? Man, times have changed. There's a fancy ice cream chain on the West Coast called Salt and Straw, and they just created two new ice cream flavors for Halloween. One that is made with blood and one that is made with insects. The blood flavor uses actual pig's blood mixed in with a spiced ice cream. The insect flavor uses chocolate-covered crickets and mealworms mixed into a green tea ice cream. If you want them, you can actually order pints from Salt and Straw's website starting on Friday. Radio Truth or Dare next week?
This week's one is just like embarrassing too, by the way. This week's dare for Radio Truth or Dare, whoever gets it can never run for any kind of political office. After the pictures, that'll be taken.
But I don't really think any of us could in the first place. So.
That's a good point. That is a great point. It's such an easy way to possibly win $1,000. It's Mix 94.1's 12K payday. It's back, 7:20. You want to be listening for this hour's code word.
I had such a mom fail yesterday. I felt so bad for what happened yesterday. It was all my fault. I spent pretty much the majority of the evening apologizing to my child. Have you Has anyone ever had just a major parent fail? Or maybe, I might be getting ahead of myself here. Did you ever leave a child behind somewhere? 702-364-9400, or maybe you were the one that got lost or left behind. So yesterday afternoon, we had the TV show. And after the show, we had a meeting, and I set my alarm. I don't know if you remember when my alarm went off.
So funny, because that alarm was loud.
It was really loud.
You never have alarms go off. I've known you never have alarms go off unless there's something going on. And your alarm went off. Like, excuse me, sorry, and he turns it off. And I'm thinking, she's got something going on right now. That alarm went off, and I knew you had to do something.
That
I didn't
alarm
know what,
was telling me you need to leave right now.
In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, that alarm went off, she's still here.
So it was in the middle of the meeting, and I didn't feel it was appropriate to leave. So I'm like, you know what? I'll give it 5 more minutes. It'll be cutting it close, but I can give 5 more minutes. So the meeting's still going on, and I'm sitting there starting to get worried because I have to pick up Brooklyn.
It was the pick up Brooklyn alarm? I didn't know what it was. I just knew the alarm went off.
She had her chess club, and I have to pick her up. And I'm about 10 to 12 minutes away from her school. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh gosh, oh gosh. And it keeps going and keeps going. I look at the clock. I have to pick her up by 4:30. It's 4:15 now. I'm like, oh gosh, I got to go. But then it's like really intense. And so finally at 4:18, I'm like, I'm out of here. I'm like, I'm sorry, I got to go.
And everyone's cool with you leaving too.
I didn't feel that. I felt like people were annoyed that I was leaving.
Oh, no,
I was
just like, the opposite. Ugh. You're like, I got to go pick up Brooklyn. And literally, you left. And I'm like, I'll see you tomorrow. And it was done.
I felt bad. But my priority is my child. I was just like, I had to get out of here.
Oh, no, it wrapped as soon as you left.
Oh, so I got in the car and I start driving. And of course, I run into traffic in the afternoon. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to make it. So I couldn't believe it. I pull into the parking lot at 4:30 on the dot. I'm so excited. I got there. I'm walking in. As I'm walking in, I look at my clock, 4:31. I'm like, only a minute late. No big deal. So I walk over to the place where they have their chess club. The lights are out. The door is locked. There's not a soul to be seen. And I'm like, huh? So I'm kind of like startled, and I don't see my kid anywhere. And I'm like, so I call my husband. I'm like, did you pick her up? And he's like, no, why? I'm like, oh my God. So now I'm really freaking out. And I walk out and I see the librarian coming out of the library, and I go up to her. I'm like, do you know where the chess club is? And she's like, well, it should be there. I'm like, it's 4:31 and they end at 4:30. They're not anywhere to be found.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, did you go check maybe the Spanish room? And I'm like, why would she be in the Spanish room? So I start walking around and I see a security guard. I'm like, do you know where the chess club is? I can't find my child. And he's like, oh, go over there. And so I walk over and I see my child standing there in this room and tears running down her face. And I'm like, Brooklyn. And she runs up to me and she's like, oh, you forgot me. And oh my gosh, I'm getting emotional talking about it now.
How long was she waiting for?
Like 3 minutes. But the chess club wrapped early.
Oh, okay.
No one told me. And so I was so upset. And I'm like, I'm trying to be nice to the lady, but I'm upset. And I'm like, did chess club end early? What? Why is she here? No one told me. No one called me. She's like, it's fine. It's fine. And I was like, no, I was upset. And so I call my husband back. I'm like, I found her. And so I keep apologizing to Brooklyn. I'm like, I owe you an apology. I'm so sorry that happened to you. And she's like, it's okay. I understand. And I was like, oh, that just made me feel worse.
But she
worse.
Was waiting, because isn't that a rite of passage to be left behind? I remember us as kids, 40 minutes, an hour would go by, mom or dad forgot to pick you up, and they come racing
minutes.
In. It was 3 minutes.
But it was scary, because I didn't know where she was, and she didn't know where I was, and I was scared.
It was it was 3 minutes.
I know, but I felt like I failed. Cheryl, have you ever done something like that before?
All right, well, my oldest daughter is 33. We were at that racetrack on 95 back when she was 5 years old. I was visiting, and I had to keep track of my nephew, so I left my oldest daughter racing the cars for a half hour almost.
Oh, my gosh.
At least she was entertained, though.
She didn't even know where to go.
Yeah, she didn't care.
I love that place. We take our kids there all the time. It's so much fun. She had no idea. Liz, what happened? Did you leave someone somewhere?
Yeah, my son, when he was about 12 years old, he was at catechism class at church, and it was his birthday. And I get a phone call from one of the sisters telling me, well, having to remind me that class was over and I had forgotten to pick him up.
On his birthday?
Yeah, on his birthday.
I'd be more afraid of the nuns.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, poor thing. You know, we were setting up for your big party and time got away from me, but you immediately need to throw something together. Well, that's, yeah, I guess I shouldn't complain about 3 minutes, but she was terrified. She thought I forgot about her. And she says, I understand it's hard. You have two jobs. And then my heart just broke. I was like, but you're more important than my job.
But she didn't respond. But Brooklyn, it was 3 minutes, though. Get in the car.
Quit being such a drama queen.
Get in the car. We're going home.
I was just more upset I couldn't find her. It scared me.
I can see the panic that was setting in. Oh, my gosh. I'm living, so we turn it up. Yeah, we turn it up. Get your phone close by, because coming up in 3 minutes, it's your chance to win $1,000 with Mix 94.1's 12K Payday.
This is The Daily Dirt. Just the right amount of celebrity juice and Hollywood gossip. Mix 94.1.
Bieber, welcome to the Baldwins. So Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin are married. They did it in a courthouse last month. And there are still talks of doing a big ceremony and celebrating with friends and family. And this is when Bieber will get his first taste of the Baldwin brother lifestyle. Because Haley's uncle, Billy Baldwin, says that if they have a big shindig to celebrate the marriage, he's not going to bring his wife, Chyna Phillips. He wants to raffle off his plus one.
Wow, that'll go for some money.
You want to go to the Bieber Baldwin wedding? You can be Billy's date.
I wouldn't be opposed to it. That would be fun. A lot of things to look at. A lot of things to see.
See all the Baldwin
Inside
brothers.
Scoop.
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, there would be a ton of celebrities there, don't you think?
Oh yeah, star-studded event.
Yeah.
So he does say if he did that, he would donate the money to charity.
Well, that's the respectable thing to do. Pockets it. Yeah, new car.
Baby, this is great. Magic Johnson is taking over Las Vegas for a couple of days, so the Lakers legend is going to receive a key to the city from Mayor Goodman at a ceremony on October 9th. And then he's going to turn the ceremony into a two-day event for the community. So TMZ says that the Magic Johnson Showtime pop-up concert, he's putting on a concert over at Mandalay Bay Beach on Tuesday. Several big acts scheduled to perform, including your boy Snoop Dogg.
My boy.
There was also a rumor that Will Smith was going to be performing as well. That'd be so cool. But they're saying now that it's going to be more of just a video appearance. And he won't actually be performing at the concert.
Gotcha. That's a cheap way to get out of that, though. Like, performing will be Will Smith. Da, da, da. But it's like, okay, Ed Sheeran. Oh, well, he's in London over here doing it.
Award shows do that all the time.
That's not cool.
It's not cool. And especially when they do performing from Las Vegas and the award show is on the East Coast. Or it's light out here and it should be dark out, which vice versa. You can tell
like
that it's not
on
live.
New Year's, they're like, we have a live performance from Panic at the Disco live from Las Vegas, and it's all dark in New York, and then they're here and it's daylight.
Yeah, it just
doesn't make sense.
So let's talk about some new TV shows. The Big Bang Theory was last week's top returning show with 12.9 million viewers, and Manifest was the top new show with a premiere of 10.4 million. I jumped into Manifest last night. That's the one about the plane that takes off, lands, and they land 5 years later. Can't explain why. I'm all caught up. Did two episodes last night.
Is it good?
It's good. I'm not sure if it's going to hold me, but the first two episodes are very entertaining and intriguing. It's an interesting concept. Imagine taking off, hit some bad turbulence. You land, and Matt and the girls are like, you've been missing for 5 years.
Like, well, no, it was 2 hours. What are you talking about? I've been trying to get into the Mayans show.
I can't
either. I really try. I want to love it because I love Sons of Anarchy, but I'm like, okay. And so I wonder if it's because of Sons of Anarchy, I'm holding it to that standard. And then with Manifest, I'm concerned that I'd be holding it to the Lost standard, even though it's a slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
I just, I don't know.
The first 5 minutes of Manifest, it grabs you. It does grab you. Yeah,
okay.
It grabbed me.
I'm going to give it a shot.
The other one I watched was that New Amsterdam one.
I haven't watched that.
That's the doctor one. It comes on after This Is Us.
Okay.
That was a good one, but there was a curve, and that, not a spoiler, but there's a curveball at the end of the first. It's not like a This Is Us type curveball, but there's a curveball at the end of the first episode. I'm like, why? Why are they doing that? I don't like that. And it's
save
such,
your curveballs for season finales.
Yeah, don't give me that. It's such a curveball. I'm like, I don't want to come back for episode two. I didn't like the curveball.
Speaking of curveballs, did you watch that game last night?
Is that how they got the run last night?
It's just a baseball analogy. But apparently, Jocelyn got the baseball jersey memo today, too. So the three of us are all wearing baseball-type shirts. What are we feeling like, 40 today or what? It's really funny.
Feeling like what, 40?
Sporty.
Oh, they said 40. I'm like, is that something a 40-year-old wears?
No, sporty. I don't know why we all wore like the same shirt on the same day. It's so bizarre.
I spoke to all the guys on the show, and I said, let's wear a V-neck, and they all agreed, so hence that's why I'm wearing a V-neck.
Pretty much the outfit of all the guys on this show.
Hold on, I want to do this right, so I want to hit this right here.
Boy, what kind of breaking news do we have?
It's more of a breaking follow-up I want, because I believe your spin class, your cycle class that you've been going to that you love, was closing at the end of September. We now are in October. Is your spin place officially closed, and have you found yourself a new home?
It closed officially on Sunday. That was my last cycling class, and it was, I was really bummed. I do that on the, that was our weekend routine. I like to do CrossFit during the week, and then I like to go do the cycling. It's just a good variation and just working different muscles. And I just really love that place. It was our tradition. And so, it did close, to answer your question, on Sunday. And I am trying out two new places this weekend.
Are you giving them a spin?
Yeah. Saturday, I'm going to go try out one. Sunday, I'm going to try out a different one. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But I'll always look back with fondness at that place. I think that we all have those places in Las Vegas that have gone to the Las Vegas graveyard of wonderful places.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's some wonderful places in the Las Vegas graveyard of wonderful places. I would like to now put X-Cycle in that graveyard. The old Wet n' Wild is also in that graveyard.
New Wet n' Wild is amazing.
I love it.
The old Wet n' Wild right there on the strip is something special about being on Las Vegas Boulevard.
There's just a thing about it. I love the new Wet n' Wild. It's updated. It's beautiful. But the old Wet n' Wild is in the graveyard of Las Vegas wonderful places.
Well, if you walk into that graveyard and you turn to the left, they call it the UNLV late 1990s section. Oh. And I'm talking about great places like Tom and Jerry's. Pour some out for Tom and Jerry's.
I never went there.
Oh, Nickel Beer Night. Talk about a disaster.
What year was this?
Tom and Jerry's
was I even here?
No, Jerry's was 95 to 97, I think, and then it went to something different. They tried to get all trendy. No, Tom and Jerry's was around in 2000, because I remember leaving Babies, which we could also put in
Babies.
I remember leaving Babies and Utopia, and we ended up at Tom and Jerry's for an after party. It's like, remember when the Peach Pit tried to become like an after dark cool hangout
Peach
place?
Peach Pit after dark, yeah.
Tom and Jerry's tried to do that, and they lost their college bar appeal, and then they shut down. Moose McGillicuddy's on Maryland Parkway.
What other places go into the Las Vegas graveyard of wonderful places? The place that closed down that you really loved, you miss it, you think about it. Does it fall into the section of the 90s club scene? Is it in the entertainment area? Is it in the small business area? Is it in the big business area? There's so many areas in this graveyard.
What is yours? Yours is the health. What is your spin cycle fall into?
Small business.
Small business.
This is in the small business place. 702-364-9400 is our number. What goes in the Las Vegas graveyard of wonderful places?
I was just talking to a friend about this yesterday. Let's continue down Maryland Parkway, go south, cross over Tropicana. On the left-hand side, there used to be an LVAC right there. The old school LVAC. I love LVAC, 215 and Flamingo. I'm there all the time. But back in college, there was one, Trop and Maryland Parkway. It was the smallest LVAC in town. The building is still there. They shut it down, though, but it was the smallest one. But that's where I would leave the dorms on my bicycle, pedal over to that gym, work out, and pedal back to Boyd Hall.
Get your little workout
get
on.
And then pedal back to Boyd Hall.
We're getting some texts here at 21732. The drink.
The drink.
That goes in the nightclub section, for sure. I think that Michelle has one that is near and dear to your heart, JC. Michelle, what goes in the Las Vegas graveyard of wonderful places?
Like, I would almost get choked up. It was so special. But, and you mentioned it, Utopia. That there was no club like it, and there will never be a club like it. I'm like 40 now, so.
Michelle, when was your Utopia run? Did you have a time frame?
Well, I worked there, but no, I worked at Empire, but no, Empire was similar. Utopia, like, I don't know, 98, I think. I wasn't even 21 yet, but.
Did you and JC, did you know JC?
Did we ever have an encounter by chance?
You guys might have hooked
up. I don't know. It's likely, but I don't know.
Well, Michelle, yes, Utopia to you. I miss it as well.
Oh, thanks for calling, Michelle. Thanks, let's talk to Crystal. Crystal's, yours is in the restaurant section of the Las Vegas Graveyard of Wonderful Places?
Yes, it was on the Las Vegas Boulevard Strip. It was the old Holiday Inn that had the little funky little Ferris wheel outside as a decoration. And they had a 24-hour buffet. And then, like, midnight to 2 a.m., it was, like, $1. But it was, like, the coolest thing ever.
And wasn't there that big boxer guy that promoted it? Didn't he have commercials?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh. Yep.
What's his name? Sure. Butterball? Or
Butterbean.
Oh, Butterbean.
Butterbean. He looked like a butterball turkey, but Butterbean was the guy's name. Yeah, Butterbean.
That's a good one. Thanks for calling.
Butterball.
I didn't know. Let's talk to Anna. Anna, good morning.
Hi.
What goes in our Las Vegas graveyard of wonderful places?
Alpine Village Inn, their chicken soup down in the Rathskeller.
I don't know about Alpine Village Inn. What was that? Where was that?
It was across the street from the convention center, and it was a restaurant on the top, and it was a bar restaurant in the bottom, and it was one of the original places that you ate peanuts and threw them on the floor.
Oh, like you used to do at Lone Star at Maryland Parkway in Flamingo.
Man.
They had this amazing chicken soup. It wasn't chicken noodle soup. It was like a thick, creamy chicken soup. And anytime you were sick, you would go there, you would eat that, and you would feel so much better.
Oh, I love it. I'm so bummed I missed out on that one. We're getting so many
These
calls.
Are great.
Lily, what's yours?
Mine was Pinky.
Pinky. Cool. Oh, that was right on Tropicana and like Industrial, right?
Yeah, and all the pool tables were pink. But I do miss Tom and Jerry's and their Prince impersonator and the super cheap beer.
What about?
Wait, hold on one second. Just okay. So you know that the Prince impersonator from Tom and Jerry's is Purple Rain.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah, he got his start. He's still here in town. I'm not sure where is. I think he's at the Westgate last. But yeah, how funny is that? The Purple Rain, we all know and love, the iconic band here in town. Started at Tom and Jerry's.
That's crazy. Do you guys remember Rum Jungle?
At Luxor, right?
Mandalay Bay.
We
walk
jungle.
In on from that the secret valet, and there's Rum Jungle. Always a line all around the place. Our phones are going crazy.
Remember Ra inside the Luxor?
Ra! The Palladium? I don't know that one. Mac Shack. Yeah, that was recent. They used to, the one on Charleston, All-American Sports Park. Do you guys remember that place?
Where was that, the Las Vegas Boulevard and Sunset?
Yes. You could go hit balls. Didn't they have, like, go-karts?
There's still something there. I want to say it's like a BMX track now. But it's not the original one, but there's still something there now. I think it's... They have a BMX track. You can bring your bikes and go BMXing.
Rosemary's on Sahara. Did you ever go to that restaurant? I went there once. That's when, like, the fancy stuff started coming off the strip.
Okay.
And it was like a gourmet restaurant. And I remember my husband and I didn't know, but when someone recommended it, we showed up. And we're like, oh my gosh, this is
expensive.
Yeah, we were prepared. I was like, oh, I don't think we have enough money. We'll just pull. So we both got appetizers. We didn't have enough money. We didn't know.
I love it. Oh, that was so much fun.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah, keep the conversation going on our Facebook page. It's the Las Vegas Graveyard of Wonderful Places.
We have the Hot 3 coming up next. What do you got?
All right, everyone is going to get a text this morning, so don't be freaked out. We'll tell you more about why you're going to be getting that text coming up. Also, what's the strongest word to describe something that you really like? And how young is too young to get a tattoo? One mom has been charged because of the age of her kid. We'll tell you about it coming up next in Hot 3.
Sting, Shaggy, your tickets coming up next hour at 8:25.
The Mercedes Hot 3. Mix 94.1.
And it's brought to you by Santa Fe Station.
All right, Americans are set to receive a cell phone alert today in the first national test ever. The test of the National Presidential Alert System is scheduled for 11:18 our time. The system will let any president issue a warning about a crisis, including a missile launch by another country, the U.S., or a tsunami, and people will not be able to block or otherwise opt out of the test presidential alert message. Under the 2006 law establishing the wireless alert system, Congress allowed participating carriers to let subscribers block any emergency alerts except those issued by the sitting president.
Hopefully there's no mistakes with this, because wasn't there one in Hawaii where there was from the governor or something saying this is not a test?
Yes.
Missiles have been launched from Korea. Seek shelter immediately. And people were jumping into manholes, running for their lives. It was chaos.
It's horrifying. Yeah, this is just, it's just a text to test it out. So hopefully they don't put anything misleading in that. Hello, testing, one, two, three.
Just a test.
Also this morning, we have a lot of words we use to describe something we like. We can call it good, we can call it great, incredible, or like 50 other adjectives. But which ones are the strongest? A new survey asked people to rank different ways to say something is good. And there is a word that people use when they feel the strongest about it. So let's say I make you this cake. It's the best cake you ever had. And you say, Mercedes, this cake is
awesome.
Awesome. Awesome.
Awesome. Delicious.
Totally, dude. It's awesome.
This cake, no, I'd say this cake is rad.
Okay, rad. Yeah, right. Jen, what would you say? I make you the best cake.
Were you making fun of me? Because I use rad all the time.
Oh, no.
Bringing it back.
I didn't know you said
bringing
that.
Bringing it back.
I hear Gwen Stefani say rad a lot.
I would say fantastic.
This cake is fantastic. Okay, Jocelyn, I make you a cake. And you say, Mercedes, this cake is
amazing.
Amazing.
Actually, I would say, you make me a cake, and I would go, this cake is dry.
Well, according to the survey, the word that people use when they feel the strongest is incredible.
And what's the word you use?
I'm like Jocelyn. I would say amazing.
Amazing?
Yeah. Like, this is amazing. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you, JC, for making me a cake. The rest of the top five are fantastic. This cake is very good.
No, that's insulting. How is the cake? This cake is very good. You're not selling it.
Okay, how about this one? Really good.
This cake is really good. That's good, yeah.
How about great? This cake is great.
No, you're condescending.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, on the other end of the scale, let's say I make you a cake, it's horrible. You have no issues with telling me the truth on what you really think. How do you fully explain to me how terrible this cake is?
Horrific.
Horrific? Mm-hmm. That's not in the top five. Jen, this cake is?
Not so good.
not there. Jocelyn?
This cake sucks.
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 I would love to hear Jocelyn tell me my cake sucks. It's abysmal. This cake is abysmal. The rest of the top five are awful. I hear you use awful a lot. Like, that's awful.
You hear me use a lot of words when the microphones are off.
Terrible, very bad, and really bad. See, that just softens it up. This cake's really bad.
Cake's really bad. Depends on the emphasis you put on really. It's really bad. Really bad.
This cake's really bad.
That's nice, though. That's a nice way of saying it.
Is it? Really, well, think about the words you use, people, because we're listening. We're really listening.
What's the word again for bad?
Abysmal.
Abysmal.
Yeah.
Abysmal.
Let's start using that. Let's bring back abysmal.
Abysmal. Everyone's got to use it.
I never use abysmal.
At least once today.
Finally, this morning, an Ohio woman who allowed her 10-year-old son to get a tattoo from an unlicensed teenager has been charged with child endangerment. Nikki Dickinson was named yesterday in a misdemeanor criminal complaint filed in municipal court in a city just outside of Columbus, Ohio. And local police learned of the child's tattooing after video of it was uploaded to Facebook. The complaint alleges that the tattooing took place inside a residence among unsanitary conditions. While the boy sat in his mom's lap, the 16-year-old tattoo artist inked the child's right arm. The complaint does not indicate what was tattooed on the child, But during police questioning, the woman said that she let him do it because she got tired of him asking. So she allowed him to get the tattoo on September 24th, a week after the boy turned 10 years old. What's too young for a tattoo?
I definitely think 10 is too young.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Let's say it was cool to get a tattoo when you were 10 years old. Wouldn't you regret whatever you got when you were 10? I have a tattoo of Papa Smurf on my arm. I'm trying to think what I was into when I was 10 years old.
Papa Smurf?
I was into the Smurfs when I was a kid.
But were you like so into Papa Smurf?
I guarantee you, 10-year-old JC, my mom says, you're getting a tattoo. I'd be like, I want Papa Smurf.
That was, of all the Smurfs, you wouldn't have gotten Hefty.
Oh, Hefty. Yeah, Hefty was cool. Brainy, I didn't like.
Vanity. Oh, yeah. He always carried the mirror and he had a flower in his hat. That's it.
Vanity.
Oh, JC's Vanity Smurf.
Kesha, it's Macklemore. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. Coming up just after 8 o'clock, 8:25. Your tickets to Sting and Shaggy. I stumped Mercedes. I gave her a question during that song, and she did not have an answer for me.
That makes me feel really bad about myself. Thanks for making me feel like a horrible person.
That was not
person.
My intentions, but you really hesitated. Experts say that for successful marriage, you need to do this. You need to do one good thing for your marriage every single day for in order to have a happy, successful marriage. It could be something super extreme, showing your love, or just a little thing. You need to do one good thing for your marriage every day. So I asked Mercedes, I told her that, and I said, so, what's the good thing that you did for Matt yesterday, on Tuesday? What's the good thing? And you stopped, you paused, and you looked at me with a blank face.
And I'm still looking at you with that same blank face.
Think about it. It can be such a small, I guarantee you had to do it. 702-364-9400. What was the good thing you did for your spouse yesterday? What was the good thing they did for you? Maybe we can find the ultimate spouse in Las Vegas. Who did the biggest thing?
Who did the biggest thing and who did the smallest
thing? Yes.
702-364-9400. I don't know. I guess I feel like I don't know what's a nice thing in his eyes. So maybe it's just a regular everyday thing on my part. So the thing I finally answered, which is really small and it's probably not even a thing, but I didn't complain. Is not complaining a good thing? I didn't complain about him watching the baseball game late last night because I wanted to watch This Is Us and I didn't get to watch it because the baseball game went into extra innings. And I didn't complain. I was just like, oh, he's enjoying himself. I'm not going to say anything. I did ask him if he thought it would be over soon. To which he responded, I don't know.
How is he supposed to know? It's an extra innings baseball game.
I don't know. So to answer your question, I did not do anything nice for him yesterday, and I feel really bad about it.
Well, hold on. You allowed him to watch the baseball game.
I'm saying allowed. It's like it sounds like I'm a parent, and I'm sitting there with it. Oh, you know what? I'm going to allow it. I mean, he's a grown man. He can watch
whatever he wants. Okay, let's take that situation out. Think about it. It's a long day. There's 24 hours in it. You had to have done outside of letting Matt... Where Matt could watch the game. And if you wanted to watch This Is Us, you could have went to another TV in the house and watched it, by the way.
I was going to say, I picked up our daughter, but that's like what you're supposed to do as a parent. That's not doing anything nice. Nothing. He is a saint for putting up with
okay,
me.
Okay, what's the good thing Matt did for you yesterday?
Everything. He does everything good for me. Oh my gosh. I asked him, I wanted to get one of our coworkers who had a baby, a little gift. And he was going to Target, and I said, can you do me a favor? Can you pick up some little outfits for our coworker? No problem. Not only did he give me a couple outfits to give, but he got a gift bag, a card, tissue paper. This guy thinks of everything.
The whole thing.
He is so kind.
And he's even on the phone right now.
Oh, hi. Sorry I didn't do anything nice for you yesterday.
Is that why you were so quiet last night in bed?
Yes, I wanted to watch This Is Us, but I didn't say anything.
It literally was us. We were watching baseball. It's October.
All right, fine. Sorry I didn't do anything nice for you yesterday.
Well, we have today.
Exactly. It's a brand new day.
Well, I want to ask you, bye, babe. I want to ask you, what did you do nice for your someone just tweeted us. You did a nice thing for him when you made him soup for dinner. Oh wait,
that was Monday, by the way.
And I didn't do it, so
yeah. And that was Monday. We're talking Tuesday, kids.
What did you do nice for your spouse yesterday?
For my wife Laura, I picked her up dinner on the way home from work last night.
That was really.
She
nice.
Wanted something from a restaurant I was not planning on going. I had my meal in mind, the restaurant I was going to get takeout. She wanted a certain restaurant. So I went and got food. I got her dinner last night and got her kombucha drink. So I got her that. So I felt like that was a good thing. And then I'm trying to think of the good. Actually, she did something very nice for me. The dogs. They're going into this doggy daycare boot camp. They need the fecal test. Mm-hmm. She picked up the specimens and took them to the vet. So she took care of the fecal test for the dogs.
I put that in my child category.
Is that the same?
Yeah. It's like one of you needs to do it. So try again.
Okay, so picking up the dog poo and taking it into the vet.
why is it that the women are not doing nice things
no,
for their men?
No, my wife.
Why are we not doing this?
My wife's car needs service, and I told her I would make the appointment for her, and she made the appointment on her own.
That's her own car. She should be making it on her own. This is really upsetting.
She allowed me, and I are
not doing a very good job.
I was going to say, she let me watch This Is Us, but then again, she went to bed instead, so I had the TV to myself.
That's what it is. She let you have the TV to yourself. She went to bed early.
She went to bed early so I could watch nice. This Is Us and bounce around back and forth in the baseball
That's
game.
That's just like me not complaining during the baseball game. Bridget, what was the nice thing that your spouse did for you yesterday?
He came over and fixed our work truck for free.
Oh, that was nice.
Wait, he fixed your husband, fixed your work truck for free versus normally charging you for his services?
No, he just came over. Somebody put diesel gas into the regular car, and he came over and he drained every bit of it and brought over 15 gallons of gas and fixed the van.
Wow, that was nice.
Your husband is a magician, really, because if you told me I had to drain a car's gas tank.
How do you even do that?
Yeah.
That's
he sucks out the gas.
With the hose, and he goes, and then it just starts coming out. Yeah, I've seen people do that before.
That really works?
Yeah, you just got to get your lips off in time. Seriously. Rosie says, I make and pack my hubby's breakfast and lunch every day, and he makes dinner every night. Wow, that's nice. Alicia says, my husband told me I was beautiful and kissed me hello and goodbye. Something just as simple as that.
Yeah, you did that to Matt. When's the last time you told Matt he was handsome?
Saturday night, they said, you look really handsome. I'm married to a handsome guy. And he was like, why, thank you.
And he knows it's a pep in his step, right?
He did. He started acting a little different after that.
All right, so everyone, there's your assignment. Today, you have to do something good for your spouse.
And not complaining doesn't count as doing something good.
And picking up the fecal matter of your dog and taking it to the vet doesn't count either.
We need to step up our game, ladies. Well, ladies as in me and your wife. But
oh my gosh.
I'm sure other ladies do. No, your wife does tons of nice things. I need to step up my game.
And by the way, we got the results. The Zoe and Jax, clean fecal.
Oh, thank goodness.
Clean fecal, baby.
Oh, I was...
Hallelujah.
They did something nice for you.
Is there really such a thing as clean fecal, by the way? I don't know.
Yeah, really.
With the shape of you.
It's a Mercedes in the morning ironclad guarantee.
What?
No commercials until 9:30.
You better stick to that, buddy. Better stick to that.
Ironclad guarantee this morning. Right now, here's your chance to win some money.
It's Mix 94.1's 12K Payday. Sponsored by Fremont Street Experiences, free concert featuring the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones on October 20th. Here's this hour's keyword.
All right, this hour's keyword is bake. Bake, like bake a cake, B-A-K-E. Text the word bake to 72881 by the end of the hour for one chance at $1,000.
Again, that's the word bake. That number, 72881. You've got nothing to lose. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, just visit our website at mix941.fm. And coming up in like 3 minutes here, your tickets to go see Sting and Shaggy.
I didn't know that this was a hack. I just found out about a genius hack that I'm going to have to use before. Have you ever been printing your papers at home and you have to replace one of the ink cartridges? Then you go take it out and you go to replace it with the new one. You take that little thing off of it and as soon as you do that, some of it drips onto your hand, and that printer ink is so bright.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I've had blue.
It's like condensed almost.
Oh, man, it's almost impossible to get off. Well, it's not impossible to get off. They say all you need to do is put some hand sanitizer on it. And the alcohol in the hand sanitizer will take it right off. I had no idea. I sit there with soap and water scrubbing and scrubbing and scrubbing and scrubbing, and it doesn't come off. All you need is a little hand sanitizer and you're good to go.
That's a game changer.
Isn't that genius?
A little life hack.
A little do-it-yourself tip. There's actually a bunch of these do-it-yourself genius homemade hacks that they say everyone should know. And some of the other ones are, if you get blood like on your shirt or something, mm-hmm. how do you get that out?
Blood, you have to soak it, right? Don't you soak it?
I usually soak it, but still leave a little brown mm-hmm. mark. They say any kind of shampoo will just, before you wash, just put a little shampoo on it. It'll pull it right out. That's genius.
Have you heard of this one? And I tried it. And I think that it was from a teacher of mine back when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Walsh was his name. Old guy. Had a really bad cold. And he told me to go home that night and get some onions, raw onions, cut them up, slice them up, put them on my feet. Put my socks on over my feet and sleep with raw onions on my feet. Keep these socks on, and that the raw onions would draw the cold out.
I've done that before.
And?
It didn't work.
I just remember going home and taking a raw onion, my mom had an onion, cutting it, putting it on, putting my socks on, and then sleeping, just waking up in the morning. Ugh. And being a teen in high school, not really thinking about the odor, I guarantee my feet were smelling bad the next
day.
Sure,
yeah. And like your room started to smell bad too. There are so many homemade hacks. Do it yourself. What's the best homemade hack that you know of? 702-364-9400. I think the best way to get rid of a cold, and maybe this is just my Hispanic background, is Vicks. Or as my grandma pronounced it, Vicks. He would just put some Bics on your throat, on your chest, and it'll pull it out. Put the Bics on. And I think that's actually a big in Filipino culture.
Is it Joe Coy, his whole bit on it?
Oh, yes. Yes, exactly. But always Vicks. And that was pretty much a little caldo. And then it knocked it out of your system. That was always the do-it-yourself in my house.
Yeah, well, I had the Vicks too. And I hated the Vicks for some reason.
I loved it.
Would you put a shirt on over it? I just felt so sticky. Like I put the Vicks on and my mom put a t-shirt over it, and I just felt sticky the entire time.
I did, but that smell brings back so many memories. It really does. Like once in a while, I'll just put some in my nose just to smell it.
See the whiff of
Vicks? It reminds me of my grandma. I love it. What is your best do-it-yourself hack? Your best tip? Your best use this for this? Someone just texted us here at 21732. If you ever want to sharpen your scissor blades, all you have to do is stack 7 sheets of aluminum foil and cut through them with the scissors. It will automatically sharpen them with just a few cuts.
Anyone got a hack on how to screen calls faster?
There's a lot of people calling. They're doing their best trying to go through it. Your own saliva will get rid of a blood stain, says someone on the text line. Here, let's see. If you are staining wood and you get stain on your skin, use vegetable oil to get it off. It wipes away easily. That's from Jesse. Thank you, Jesse. Let's talk to Rhonda. Rhonda, what is your hack?
Using soft scrub with bleach on your tile. You just lay it in the tile grout and you get a toothbrush and you just scrub it and it brings all the dirt right out.
Is there a hack for getting someone to scrub it with a toothbrush? Because I don't want to do that.
If you find that one, let me know.
I will. Yeah. I will. Thanks for calling, Rhonda. Let's talk to Leah. Leah, you have a blood stain hack. What is it? Are you there, Leah?
Hello?
Hi. What's your blood stain hack?
Oh, it's not. No, I have the chicken noodle soup hack.
Oh, you have chicken noodle soup hack. Okay, we're all turned around here. What's your chicken noodle soup hack?
When you're sick, you take chicken noodle soup, squeeze half a lemon into it, and put hot sauce. You'll be better by the next day.
So the lemon and the hot sauce are the trick here?
Yes.
Interesting.
I feel like it's the hot sauce. The hot sauce would just open you up.
Yeah, you got any kind of spicy. For a burn, white vinegar, toothpaste, and even mustard can soothe the stinging sensation. Also works for sunburns. And if you, I do this one. If you want to freshen your garbage disposal, toss some sliced lemons to deodorize.
Yeah, it's a good
that
one.
That smells so good after you do that.
Here we go. Tickets to go see Sting and Shaggy going to be at the Park Theater. They're going to be there Saturday, October 13th. Caller 20 702-364-9400. If that's you, you get to play. Heads up.
We have three categories for you to choose from, so you get to pick which one you want. You get to pick whichever partner you want. And caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
Hacks on how to talk over the intro of a song.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, doing great. You're in for Heads Up.
Robert.
Great.
Ready to do this?
I am.
All right, let's pick a category. Do you want to go with Red Delicious, Pearly Whites, or Pot O' Chili?
What was the first one?
The first one was Red Delicious.
Let's do Red Delicious.
All right. September is National Apple Month. So these are different things that you make from apples, okay?
Okay.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
Miss Edie.
Okay.
All right, Robert, 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. You're going to go see Sting and Shaggy. You guys start. Hold on 1 second. The clock has locked up.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yes.
Because you start now.
This is a drink. It's served warm.
Apple cider?
Yes. This is Mom Makes the Best Homemade...
Apple pie?
Yes. This is what you would get on Halloween, and you dip it, you put it on a stick, and you dip it in this.
Candied apple?
Not candied, but...
Coffee apple?
No. It's sticky, though. It's brown.
Caramel onion.
Yeah. Apple.
Apple,
yes,
not
okay.
Onions.
This is a kid's drink, not orange, but...
Apple juice.
Yes. This is... kids like to eat this and dip... like if pork chops you also have with this?
Apple sauce.
Yes. This is, oh boy, I don't know that. Okay, this is, I don't know that. Okay, this is a cereal that it's like orange and,
Apple crunch?
No,
Apple juice.
Apple juice.
You guys are unbelievable.
Yes! You just got it. Apple juice.
Oh,
yes.
My God. I think the buzzer was just about to go off as you said Jax.
Oh, my God. I love you guys.
Nice job, Robert. Way to save that one. Wow.
Down to the wire.
I love it. The cereal. Captain Crunch?
I was like, no.
Fruity Pebbles?
I think I mixed my cereal.
That's all right. It doesn't matter. You came out ahead, so congratulations, Robert.
Thank you so much.
You're going to go see him. Sting and Shaggy were in there at the Park Theater, Park MGM, Saturday, October 13th. Well done.
Thank you so much. That's fantastic.
Nice job. We will have more of these tickets for you tomorrow morning with Heads Up.
Every morning, 60-plus minutes, commercial-free.
This just in.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3. The latest news updates happen now on Mix 94.1.
According to a new study from an affair-seeking website, people in high-pressure and highly lucrative fields of finance were most likely to be cheaters. They say that 21% of women seeking an extramarital affair were either bankers, brokers, or analysts. 15% were pilots or flight attendants, and 65% of professional women admitted to sleeping with a coworker, but a hefty 85% of those say they would not recommend it. So the top professions most likely to cheat, you have financial, you have aviation, and that's followed by healthcare, business, and sport. The nightlife industry came in at number 7. The legal industry came in at number 9. But finance, number 1 on that list.
Who do you think on this show would be most likely to cheat? Let's say Jen finds a lover. Jocelyn marries her lover. You and I are both happily married. I think statistically speaking, I'm sure one of us would cheat.
Well, two of us would statistically speaking get a divorce.
True.
But cheating? I just don't feel like it's in any of our characters. I guess I would have to say Jen, just because aren't you dating like 4 people at once right now?
I volunteer myself for this. I would be most likely to cheat.
Why is it?
Because I get bored.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You just haven't found the right guy to keep your attention.
It's true. That's why I've never married.
Smart.
At least you can admit it. It's the people that are in denial. That mm-hmm. It's like, oh, come on.
I was going to say, it would be Jocelyn.
Jocelyn?
Yeah.
Why?
She's so nice. You just crack.
Why?
So I don't know. You're just such a nice person that I don't know. You get 5 years in your marriage with Kevin. You're like, I want something new.
JC will find a way to make you being a nice person a negative quality. I love it. You're so nice. You're most likely to cheat.
And then she's going to tell. She'll be so sweet when she tells Kevin. Ah, Kevin, I need to tell you something.
Sweet Kevin.
I had an affair.
Oh, you're so sweet, Jocelyn. Thanks for telling me.
Want to go get some dinner?
Also this morning, according to a new survey, when you throw a party, you have 20 minutes or less to impress someone or they're going to leave. Wow, we're so lucky we have wonderful friends like
that. How great is that? I've been here for 20 minutes. I'm out.
20 minutes. I'm out of here. So if you want to throw a good party, that makes people want to stay. Here's what you need to do. The survey found there are some key elements of throwing a good party. One, you got to offer your guests a drink in under 8 minutes. That's all the time you have. You need to talk to your guests within 8 minutes of getting there. You need to offer a snack in less than 10 minutes. Offer a drink refill in less than 20 minutes. Don't talk about politics. Don't talk about money. Talk about TV shows, movies, or food. Do not ask people to take their shoes off and make sure the party will look good in Instagram photos.
You have to make it an experience. Cool Instagram shots at your party.
They say people are more likely to attend your next party if they saw photos of your previous parties and it looked like people were
having
fun. So
you got to sell it on social media then.
Since when am I begging people to, like, come on. My issue is getting people to leave once they're over. Now I know. I just don't offer them a drink.
That's off the booze.
Oh, yeah. When you start putting stuff away. Or you don't offer to open that next bottle of wine when you're like, okay, everyone done? And well, someone says, well, do you guys want to open another? I'm like, no, no more.
You ever go to someone's house and you feel like you've spent enough time there and it's time to go, but you get the feeling that the host wants you maybe to stay longer, and then you kind of offer up that you're going to leave. Like, we should get going. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. Like, oh, man, you really want me to get out of here.
I overstayed my welcome.
Wow.
Finally, this morning, okay, we were just talking about having affairs. This sounds made up, but there's a story. It's a story about what happened in Colombia. It's being reported by a British tabloid, so let's hope it's real. There's a woman in Barranquilla, Colombia, who's only being identified by her first name, Yemi. And she's been cheating on her husband, Leonardo, with a guy named Jesus for over a year now. You got those names right?
Yemi, Leonardo, and Jesus.
Leonardo is the husband. Jesus is the one she's cheating on him
with.
Okay? Anyway, Yemi and Jesus were together last week, and they decided to go to a motel to, you know, do things at a motel.
Sure.
And they got an Uber. When the car arrived, the driver was Yemi's husband, Leonardo. And that's how he finally found out his wife was having an affair. Apparently, he was driving using a friend's car and account. So Yemi and Jesus had no idea he'd be the person picking them up. There's no word on what's happening with Yemi and Leonardo's marriage, but it's probably a good bet it's over. And because of the story, Uber found out that Leonardo's friend was letting other people drive under his account, which violates their policy, so he's now been banned from Uber.
And no 5-star ratings from anyone.
Yeah, I know. I wonder if he gave his wife a 5-star rating.
That is Charlie Puth. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning doing 60-plus minutes commercial-free and 920. Don't go anywhere. 920 is your chance to win $1,000 with our 12K payday.
Hey, you know what tonight is?
Tonight is Wednesday night.
It's your girl's debut.
My girl. Cindy Lauper's doing something?
No.
She's got a residency?
It's your girl's big debut.
Are you doing tonight? Oh, my God. This is amazing. Everyone gather around. We all have a project tonight.
It's your girl's big debut.
Mercedes is going to debut tonight. Tonight, concession stand, Mercedes?
Yes!
Yeah!
Tonight is my debut at the school concession stand.
You got a sheriff's card?
Do you need one?
I think you need something handling food, aren't you?
I'm a volunteer.
Okay, you're clean.
I don't know how that works. I think if you're a volunteer...
Volunteers, yeah. Ixnay on the sheriff's card.
I'm selling candy bars and stuff.
It's clean. Wait, hold on. So you are working the concession stand tonight?
Yeah.
What time? When? Where?
No. Not telling you. I don't want you to show up.
I'm coming and I'm bringing a posse.
No. So for my daughter's team, all the parents, you have to pick a game that you volunteer at the concession stand, and you have to, you know, do your thing. So you get to watch your kid play, but then when the other team plays, you got to go. Like, so I got my text last night, says, thank you for volunteering for the concession stand. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's tomorrow. And telling me what time I need to be there. And so I want to do a good job. I've never worked at a concession stand before. I'm kind of being thrown into this. I've waited tables. I've done customer service. So it's basically a combination of the two. Am I right?
Do you have peanuts?
Yes, we do have peanuts.
How much are the peanuts?
They're $2.
$2 for a bag of peanuts?
Yes, sir. Would you like some?
No, I'm not sure yet. Your hot dogs. Are those gluten-free buns?
They are not, sir. But if you'd like, I could just give you the wiener.
No, I don't want your wiener. What about, I'll take a hot dog. How much is a hot dog?
A hot dog is also $2.
I only have $3. Can I get the hot dog and the peanuts for $3?
I am so sorry. I cannot make deals like that. But I'll tell you what I'll do for you. Just for you, I will give you the hot dog for $2.
Do you have mayonnaise and mustard?
I liked your fake laugh. Yes. Why are you trying to throw me off?
I'm preparing you. Do you have mayonnaise and mustard?
Yes.
Where
we
is
do.
It?
It's right there.
This has been sitting out for
look
a while.
At,
is it
look,
fresh?
Open your eyes. Now you put
don't
me in a bad
don't talk to
mood.
Me like that.
Now you put
I
me
am
in a
the
bad
customer
mood.
And I'm always
oh,
right.
I'm not going to tolerate this. You're not talking down to me.
Kids, you know where you are. That'll be there tonight. I want video of you ordering and tag it. Hashtag concession Mercedes. I want video. Please send it to Uncle JC. I want to see this stuff in action.
Well, you know what I'm really worried about? This is where I'm really nervous, is the walking tacos. I told you about the walking tacos, right? This is what they're known for, is making the walking tacos. So I thought, how do I help sell these walking tacos? And how do I get come up with something catchy that they'll want to buy the walking tacos? Well, the kids, they love Migos. Am I right?
Oh.
Those kids love Migos.
Yeah.
So why not take a Migos song and incorporate it with the walking tacos? And this is what I've come up with. Hey, kids. Walking like I taco. Walking like I taco. Walking like I taco. Who wants a walking taco? I've got walking tacos. Do you want a walking taco? I've got walking tacos. Get your walking taco.
How much are they?
I don't know. $2.
Do you take credit cards?
No.
You don't take credit cards? Where's
I take Venmo.
Where's the closest close to ATM?
Oh, my gosh. You're an annoying customer.
No, I'm preparing you for tonight.
People aren't as annoying as you, JC. People are nice for the most part.
What if it's their team is losing and they want a snack?
What if their team's losing?
Yeah,
and
so they're angry. Their kid is losing. These walking tacos. There's meat inside there?
Yes, there's meat.
What kind of meat is this?
Okay,
is it turkey meat?
I don't know. You open your bag of chips. You put the meat in there. You put the cheese. You put the lettuce and tomatoes or whatever you want in there. I'll customize one for you. I'll bring some gluten chips from my home. Gluten-free chips, I mean. And then I'll make you your very own walking taco. What kind of meat would you like?
Vegan? No, turkey meat. You have turkey meat?
Turkey meat. Let me get back to you on that. I will find
You're
out.
You're not wearing gloves. I noticed you touched the cash and you touched my walking taco with the same hand.
I am going to be wearing gloves and I will be putting my hair back in a hairnet.
Oh, this is glorious.
I'm not wearing a hairnet.
I'm putting a bounty on the pictures. I want photos.
No, there's going to be all these stalkers that are going to come and start
I'm going to be in disguise. You won't even recognize me.
JC's going to come in with a trench coat and a hat and sunglasses.
I'll take two walking tacos.
Two walking tacos.
What a great night it's going to be. What time is this?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, we'll find you. It's mixed. Maroon 5, it's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We have your chance to win $1,000 with Mix 94.1's 12K payday coming up in just a minute here. Let me load something up here.
It's time.
Here's what's trending.
Dangerous celebrity is trending this morning. Beware of what you put in that search bar. Security firm McAfee says that Ruby Rose is the most dangerous celebrity to search for online this year. The Orange is the New Black star. She generates the riskiest search results that could potentially expose her fans to malicious websites. Kristen Cavallari was right behind her, followed by Marion Cotillard. She's a French actress. She was in Inception. That was followed by Linda Carter, the original Wonder Woman, and then Rose Byrne from Bridesmaids. She was number five. Last year's number one on that list, Avril Lavigne, she was not even in the top 10 this year, so she fell off of that list.
Do you think she's happy about that or sad that she's no longer infecting people?
I think that she fell off because people stopped searching for her and they stopped making those. And so I think she's happy. That's not a list you would want to be high on.
She's back now. That she's that new single out. She's back.
And it's good. Mm-hmm. I really like it a lot. So that's trending this morning. Mean Girls is trending. It is Mean Girls Day. That's October 3rd, the day that Katie Heron, played by Lindsay Lohan, first spoke to her crush, Aaron Samuels, in the 2004 hit teen movie. Also happens to be a Wednesday, which is what? The day of the week in the movie that the plastics all wear pink.
Okay, hold on one second.
I'm talking to Aaron more and more. On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
It's October 3rd.
Oh my gosh.
Having lunch with the plastics was like leaving the actual world and entering girl world. And girl world had a lot of rules.
You can't wear a tank top 2 days in a row, and you can only wear your hair in a ponytail once a week. So I guess you pick today.
I go by that rule too. I think you can only wear a ponytail one time a week. I did Monday, no more.
No tail the rest of the week. All right, let's keep track of
that's
it.
That's my personal rule, and I thank Mean Girls for giving me that. It's also, make sure that you wear pink today if you can. I forgot. We're all wearing our baseball shirts today here on the show.
The ladies are.
Since we play baseball. And then finally this morning, Gerber Baby is trending. Have you seen a cute baby that you feel like is a perfect example of what the Gerber baby is? Well, the search is on. Gerber's looking for a new spokesbaby, and it's super easy if you have an Instagram account. All you have to do, upload your photo in your feed, use the hashtag GerberPhotoSearch2018, and you'll be in the running. The winner of the contest will be the face of Gerber on all social media and will also win $50,000, and that's what's trending.
It's Imagine Dragons, and they just...
What are you... He's sending
Imagine
me
Dragons
messages
just,
in my head.
They just think...
Were nominated.
No, they were not.
They just raised over...
No, they were not. Close.
They just completed their world tour. And Dan
Shoes.
Was... Oh, they just launched a new line of shoes yesterday, day before yesterday. Yes, that's right.
You can get them, Zappos. They got their charitable arm. Zappos does good, and I forget what the name of the, but there's Zappos. They got Imagine Dragons, two new lines of shoes.
That was seriously my next guess. They've just done so much. It's
they
hard
did.
To keep
they really
track,
did.
You know? How do you do that? All right, that's it for us. It is 9:57 Wednesday. Make sure you're listening tomorrow. We have more chances for you to win some money, $1,000. Ooh, that would be nice. We'll have your keywords coming up in the 7, 8, and 9 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. But we have more this hour.
Yeah, right? Heather has it coming up 10:20, baby.
Also, tomorrow, more tickets to see Sting and Shaggy, more passes for Glampires. And it's Thursday, so Radio Truth or Dare is back. And let's just say, whoever gets a dare, like you said, JC, will never be able to run for public office. It's just, that's the way it is. What is the dare? You'll find out tomorrow. And right now, let's get a recap on today's show.
Oh, I do want to remind everyone, too, we did our This Is Not Us podcast
this
hour, and it will be live within the next hour. Just follow us on social, and you can find out how to download it, because there's a new way to get our This Is Not Us podcast.
And it's worth it, too. And I liked it because... I didn't watch, but I thought it was better when I don't watch.
Miguel took a beating in our This Is Not Us podcast. Poor Miguel.
I went off on Miguel.
Seriously, Miguel had it coming.
He's never going to make the mistake he made, thanks to me.
All right, show recap. Here it is. Here's our show recap in 26 seconds.
Do you ever acknowledge when you're wearing the exact same thing as someone else?
At the gym, there are a lot of guys that wear Superman shirts and Batman shirts.
Well, you want to battle here? Are we on the same side?
I'm trying to think what I was into when I was 10 years old.
Papa Smurf, you would have...
I was into the Smurfs.
Of all the Smurfs, you wouldn't have gotten Hefty.
Oh, Hefty. He was cool. Brainy, I didn't like.
Vanity. He always carried the mirror and he had a flower in his hat.
Vanity.
Oh, JC's Vanity Smurf. I'm a Smurfette girl. Although there was that one redhead girl.
I still don't believe that. I don't
there
remember.
There was. There was a redheaded Smurf. She was like a little girl. She was late in the game. So Smurfette was not the only Smurf.
So you're telling me there was 100 Smurfs, not 99?
Well,
wasn't there only 100 Smurfs or 99 Smurfs?
I don't know. How many were there?
Either 99 or 100.
Well, she was part of it. I know. She had braids. Just don't know her name. I know I didn't dream this.
And Gargamel's whole mission was to wipe out the Smurfs. It's kind of evil.
Well, he and his cats, too.
Azrael?
Azrael. Oh, man, you are a fan, aren't you?
That'll do it for show number 831 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Mercedes in the Morning. Did you miss the show? Catch up now. Download the podcast of today's show and get updates online now at mix941.fm. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.